South Australia is still struggling through the algal bloom, which has been attacking its shores, coastlines and marine life. The Prime Minister has backed down on giving any support to relieve the situation. This problem just doesn't affect marine life, but also affects businesses and tourism. Thomas Cooters has this report.
South Australia has been rocked by a harmful algae bloom called Carina. The bloom was first spotted back in March in two surf beaches south of Adelaide, killing marine life. Some experts are concerned this could continue into spring and summer and could damage the sea and kill more marine life. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has backed down giving any relief and funding on this issue. The situation is not only a problem for marine life, but also a problem for tourism and small businesses. Prashjit is the manager of The Wharf, a restaurant located in the Wharf of Glenay. He is very worried by this situation.
At the moment, we are really, really a bit cautious about the quality of the product. Like as a industry we are working in, we need to make sure we are really on top of the quality. And just because of the algae bloom, it's just like, you know, like we haven't encountered any problem as per our suppliers, but it's getting a little bit challenged. If you see the raw, it's getting a little bit expensive and we just need to be more cautious, like, you know, just around trying to make sure that things are really, really well. And none of our suppliers are getting local from here at the moment. So it's just like kind of a quality kind of a thing, a challenge. And a prize.
But waiter Luke, who is from the Tamiko Japanese Steakhouse, says where he is, it hasn't been too bad.
I mean, here hasn't been a severe state. I guess we've been on the marina. We're probably not as affected by the. I mean, it has been a bit quieter this week, we noticed. But, I mean, probably for the school holidays as well, ending compared to last week.
Fortunately enough, Presh says that the situation has stabilised and that there has been some government initiative to relieve the situation. But who knows how long the situation can stabilise for?
It's getting okay at the moment, not too challenging, because again, I've heard that the government as well is trying to, like a council and the government itself, they're trying to work a little bit and putting some initiative to make sure how they can be looked after to marine side of it. So, yeah.
So now let's go to the conservation side of all of this. Paul Gamblin is the CEO of the Australian Marine Conservation Society. As someone in the conservation field, he is very concerned for South Australia and even as well around the country.
This is a devastating impact on Australia's incredible marine environment. We're very concerned, as are people in South Australia and all around the country. This algal bloom has already caused significant harm to the marine environment and also to coastal communities. And so, yeah, it is of the utmost concern to all of us.
Paul Gamblin also mentioned that he's also been in contact with conservationists and scientists around South Australia as well.
Yeah, absolutely. People who are on the ground, scientists, conservationists on the ground, have been relaying what they've been witnessing over the last weeks and months, and it's really alarming to hear the reports. The number of sharks and rays and fish that have been washing up on the shores, the devastation underwater as well. Just the sense of the scale of this disaster. It's an unnatural disaster. This is not normal, and the fact that it's staying around for so long as well and beginning to feed off itself is really concerning as well. We've never seen anything like this.
Paul says he feels very strongly for businesses and the tourism industry. He's worried that tourism will be impacted by this, but he also says this is a warning that climate change is a big issue and action needs to be taken immediately.
We really feel for tourism operators and people whose livelihoods rely on a healthy marine environment. There, we hope that this bloom will dissipate quickly and people can get back to their businesses. But this is a serious warning about what climate change is doing to exacerbate some existing stresses on the marine environment, making things far worse. And it really is government's responsibility, so it's South Australian government, the federal government, to make sure that we fully understand what's happened here and to take immediate action to understand what's happening in the marine environment, to fully fund monitoring and the appropriate science that we can really get a handle on what the consequences are, to understand how it's happened, and then to provide support for those coastal communities as well, because this is going to have long-term implications for many people. Unfortunately, algal blooms of this scale do. There are knock-on effects for fisheries and for other businesses, so they need to be supported through this. And really, it's a warning sign that government must take seriously. This is what climate change does. This is what scientists have been warning us about. It's coming at us even faster than many scientists expected it would. And so this is a warning for all Australians about what climate change is doing, and we need to take far greater action to get off fossil fuels.
Paul Gamblin, the CEO of the Australian Marine Conservation Society, ending that report by Thomas Cooters.